So Brian, I know that that's exactly the game that you guys were waiting for to kind of break out of it. Now you've got another game on Thursday. How much do you take from this right now? I mean, you can't celebrate. Did you learn anything from viewing tape that wasn't so great? You got to move on to Detroit pretty fast.
Personally, I haven't really been able to look at the tape yet. We definitely got to put it behind us. We've got a short week. I think defensively we got a lot of things that we can look at in the second half and see how we played and be able to carry that momentum into this week. Offensively, they put points up. Special teams was lights out. So those are all things that we can take away from this game. But at the end of the day, we had to put this behind us yesterday. If we're still thinking about it today, then we're holding on to it too long. So we've got a short week. We've got an opportunity to go in Detroit and play for the division lead. So we got to have our minds focused on that.
You played them just 15 days ago. What do you take out of that game that hopefully can help you guys for this week?
Well, I mean, obviously we'll look at what they did against us. I'm sure they'll do a lot of the same stuff because they were successful with it, especially in that last two-minute situation and in overtime. So we've got to be better at that. But I think at the end of the day, what we've got to look at is we got to be better tackling. We missed a lot of tackles in that game. We gave up some big plays. We weren't necessarily great on third down against them. So those are the things defensively we've got to look at and be better at.
Could you talk about the short week and just what the difference is as far as the way you guys approach it?
Without stating the obvious, I mean, you got a lot less time to physically and mentally prepare yourself. But you've got to do everything in your power to – get yourself ready, because at the end of the day, they've got the same short week that we do. So there's no advantages or disadvantages this week. It's about, who's going to want it more on Thursday. So we've got to have our minds prepared and our bodies prepared as much as we can possibly get it done in these next 2 or 3 days and make sure that when we go in there, we want it more than they do.
You do have to travel, though. Is that a disadvantage at all that you have to travel? They don't this week, short week?
I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They're not going to feel sorry for us because we got to travel. So we got to go in there, and we've got to make sure that we do what we got to do in order to be successful on Sunday.
Ron, did you and Linval set the tone coming out of the tunnel? I saw you you retweeted the video of that.
Yeah, man. Old Bernie, man. He's got to check both ways before he crosses the road, man. No, man, I mean, I heard he finished the game out, so hats off to him. But, that's probably the hit of the year. I don't think that's going to be top this year.
You said you were going to send him something.
Yeah, we're going to try to put something together for him. I'm going to try to get a picture of him getting leveled by me and Linval and autograph it and send it to him and maybe send him a few other deals to hopefully ease the pain a little bit.
Was it also nice to get some hits on the quarterback, too? I mean, get that pass.
Yeah, absolutely. If that was the only hit we would have got out of the tunnel, then it would have been pretty sad. But, definitely it was great to see that. But, it's kind of what I've been saying all along. You've got to get teams in situations where they have to hold the ball and they have to throw the ball. Everybody's talking about how our pass rush was kind of dismal the last, 3-4 weeks. But it just goes to show you you have to get teams in situations where they have to throw the ball in order for your pass rush to be successful. So, our pass rush never left us. We just didn't have the opportunities that we had yesterday.
If you could use a word to describe what it was like to finally get that win, what would it be?
Relief. I mean, anytime you go on a losing streak like that, you've got to get that monkey off your back. And, for us to be able to do that yesterday, hopefully it's something that we can take with us and we can, kind of start a roll again and get back to playing football how we know how to do. And that's what you saw in the second half yesterday. Was defensively we played much better. I mean, the time of possession was totally flipped. The yardage, I think they had like 110 yards rushing in the first half and only had 14 or 15 yards in the second half. Those are the things that we're used to doing, and we haven't been doing those lately. And so those are all things that you hope to get off your back and carry this into this week as well.
What was the difference in those two?
I don't know, maybe just being more assignment sound, little slight adjustments. We didn't do anything major, but just playing ball, man. I mean, just at the end of the day, sometimes you got to want it more than the other guys. And, and hats off to Arizona. They're a very good offensive football team. They're going to make some plays, and it's all about how you react to it and how you how you counteract adversity, and we were able to do that yesterday.
How do you feel about playing on Thanksgiving for the first time as a pro?
It's another game.
I mean, everyone's kind of watching national TV.
I'll be hungry.
Okay. Does it add anything to it, or you know?
I think I'm not going to eat before the game. That way, I'm
right.
You know, I start imagining Matthew Stafford or somebody with turkey legs and stuff. So.
Right after the game, you came over and you congratulate Cordero. I know he's on the other side of the ball, but seeing a kid that's kind of been through a lot, what do you see as his teammate that's the biggest difference that might contribute to him finding success now?
Just his maturity. I mean, just, you know, things haven't always gone his way, but, you know, I think here lately he's done everything in his power to make sure that he doesn't let those things affect him. And, he's matured over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, and you've just seen just a steady improvement from him. I mean, the kid's a star, but, you know, just his maturation process over the last, you know, year or two has kind of been the biggest difference that I've seen from him. He doesn't let any of the outside things influence him and the way he plays. He just goes out now, he works, and, I mean, you see him, whether it's playing gunner, whether it's playing wide receiver, whether it's, you know, returning the football. I mean, he puts everything he has into it, and that's what you like to see out of your young guys.
Have you talked to anybody down in Austin about the Charlie Strong situation, and do you have any feelings about having him there complete the season and stay for one more year, or should he be out?
I mean, you know, I really don't have a comment on that. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Charlie Strong's a great coach. I think he's going to, you know, have a good future ahead of him. But, you know, Texas is a place where they want to win ball games, and they want it happen now. So it's a tough place to coach. It's a tough place to be. It's got a lot of tradition. And no matter what, you know, I'll always be proud of my alma mater and what they do. But, you know, as far as the, you know, head coaching moves or anything like that, I couldn't really give you a responsible answer on that one.
Brian, talking about the pass rush, how much energy do you guys get up front or from the pass coverage in the secondary? Especially, I mean, Sunday was one, but really all season.
Oh, I mean, a lot. You know, especially with the way our DBs played yesterday. I mean, they played lights out. And when you know, that's what we talk about all the time is rushing coverage working together. You know, those guys on the back end got to be able to cover in order for us to get sacks. And at the same time, you know, we've got to put pressure on the quarterback to allow those guys to be able to do their job better. So it truly is one of those deals that it has to work, you know, in correlation with each other.